Welcome to Film Friday, I'm Dave.
大家好, 我是Echo.
I'm Brendan.
And we've got an exciting movie this week again.
Yeah, it's starring a former president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And,
he's not really a president.
He should have been.
Anyway, why don't we take a listen to the clip?
如果我是你, 脑袋后面就会长一双眼。
谢谢你的忠告。
忠告免费? 你明白我担心什么吗?
如果遇到麻烦,我不使用锤子,行吗?
那我猜你是想逃跑,从墙下挖条通道? 我说错了吗?你笑什么?
如果你看见那锤子,你就会明白的。In
the 4 or 5 years after this was released, I think it was on television every single weekend.
Not as much as Groundhog Day. This is a clue, by the way. It is not Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is not Groundhog Day. It's not Mary Poppins, either.
Yes. Actually, can we say something about where this is set, just to explain what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's set in a place known colloquially as the Pokey, or the Big House.
Near where you grew up in Philly?
No. I'm saying a category of place known as the Pokey, the Hooskow, the Calabozo, the Big House.
You Americans with your slang.
What do you call it in Canada?
Call it the pen.
Oh, the pen. That's so Canadian of you.
Echo, what's the first thing you caught there that's kind of tricky?
如果我是你,脑袋后面就会长一双眼。
I think 一双眼 is interesting there.
It sounds okay to me, but I'm not a native speaker. Mm-hmm. I mean, shuang is it's
a measure word.
Yeah,
it's a pair.
Mm-hmm. So you know, he's saying if I was you, I'd grow a pair of eyes in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm. 如果我是你，脑袋后面就会长一双眼。谢谢你的忠告。谢谢你的忠告。
Zhonggao here is sort of, I don't know, I mean, it's sort of loyal counsel, right? Would be like literally Zhong is a faithful or loyal, and then Gao is a...
Well, the character itself, it's Zhong for the phonetics, which is the middle over heart. So it's also suggesting it's, you know, this is advice that's coming from the heart.
Right. And
Or, you know, like if there are other people giving you different advice, but then you get, you know, good advice. So, anyway, what he means is advice in this context, but they're using a different word from jianyi, and it's different. You shouldn't use them interchangeably.
So review that then. When should we use zhonggao and when should we use jianyi?
一般的情况下,我们都可以用建议。比如说我想给你... 我想告诉你一些我的想法，我们都可以说是建议。但是忠告，我还是觉得跟那个防止你犯错误有很大的关系。Okay.
Yeah, that is the thing. Historically, you see it a lot. Like, you know, somebody, you know, some minister in the court is, you know, the true friend to the emperor, and so he's giving him all this 忠告, whereas all the bad eunuchs are giving him, you know, bad jianyi. And that's another thing. You can have bad jianyi, right? But you can't have bad zhonggao. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Moving forward.
如果遇到麻烦,我不使用锤子,行吗?
如果遇到麻烦,我不使用锤子,行吗?
So if I run into any trouble, I'm not going to use the hammer, okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's trades is a hammer or a mallet.
Mm-hmm.
<laughs> 那我猜你是想逃跑,从墙下挖条通道。
This is pretty much a key to the movie.
Do we translate it then? Or?
I don't know. What do you think? Well, we've got some keywords. We've got 逃跑, which is second tone, third tone, which means to flee
or escape.
那我猜你是想逃跑。
And then we've got the second one, which is 通道.
Yeah, and that's a passageway.
Yeah, a tunnel. The tong meaning to go through, and dao meaning a road.
从墙下挖条通道。
What's the next line?
我说错了，你笑什么？
What, did I get something wrong? What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing about?
我说错了，你笑什么？如果你看见那锤子，你就会明白的。
如果你看见那锤子，你就会明白的。
Okay, let's take another listen to the clip, and then we'll be back maybe for some more hints.
如果我是你，脑袋后面就会长一双眼。
谢谢你的忠告。
忠告免费，你明白我担心什么吗？
如果遇到麻烦，我不使用锤子，行吗？
那我猜你是想逃跑，从墙下挖条通道。我说错了吗？你笑什么？
如果你看见那锤子，你就会明白的。
Hint one, this is not...
Former president.
Former president.
And not, what did we say?
Well, it's definitely not Mary Poppins. Right. What was yours?
I forgot.
It's not the one Brennan pointed at. Yeah. Echo?
What?
You have any
hints? I've never seen the movie, actually. 其实我一直想看，但我真的没看过。
Because it was really popular here a few years ago.
Yeah.
It's one of these, like, there are some movies that almost every Chinese person seems to have seen, like Forrest Gump.
It's kind of like a Bon Jovi of film.
Yeah, but it's actually not bad. I mean, it's not even that dated. You know, it's a generally feel-good kind of movie.
I know a lot of Chinese people really like it.
Yeah, it's one of these... That's another movie that people really like is the Legend of 1900.
Oh God, that's awful.
Yeah. It's terrible. Especially
ridiculous.
It's based on an Italian story, Novecento.
It forced me to sit
beautiful.
Down and watch.
It's beautiful.
No, it's not. It's not. It's based on a play called Novecento, and it's a one man show, and that is actually really really good, and the movie is just the most obvious.
Echo, why did you like it?
因为我觉得他拍的特别美，特别唯美，真的特别唯美。就你看一个人在船上，然后弹钢琴，而且他的那个生活也是从来没离开那条船，就是特别、
特别 forced.
Yeah,
we're all passengers on a boat. Let us make music.
Yeah, well, the one man play was pretty good, actually, in Novecento.
I also wasn't a big fan of Tim Roth. I think he was really good in.
Pulp Fiction.
And was he in Reservoir Dogs?
I've never actually seen Reservoir Dogs.
That's a good one.
I've got a thing about Quentin Tarantino. He gets off on violence.
He gets off on violence, and he assumes that style is meaning.
Yeah.
And it's not meaning. Or,
no. All of his best ideas are stolen from Hong Kong films.
I thought Kill Bill was boring, in my opinion.
Kill Bill was really boring.
Yeah. Anyway. This isn't Kill Bill.
No.
And this isn't The Legend of 1900. Echo, any more clues?
不能再说了吧，差不多了。
好。So, from this week, we hope that you get this. Because if you do get this, we can give you some free pop-up Chinese swag from here in Beijing.
It'll be in keeping with timing. It will be a red envelope from pop-up Chinese.
A virtual red envelope with a month free subscription to the best Chinese learning resource on the web, by which we mean us.
所以赶快给我写信吧。
Email address?
我觉得大家都应该知道了吧。echo@popupchinese.com.
好。
That's it from us.
Great. We'll see you next week.
新年好。
好。Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
如果我是你脑袋后面就会长一双眼。
谢谢你的忠告。
忠告免费，你明白我担心什么吗？
如果遇到麻烦，我不使用锤子，行吗？
那我猜你是想逃跑，从墙下挖条通道。我说错了吗？你笑什么？
如果你看见那锤子，你就会明白的。